This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a guy wondering which college you should go to, a mom finds a girlfriend's panties, and we got a weekend party at the woods. What are they gonna do? J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train. Jared Fried coming to you live from New York City, Upper West Side, Sam New York Labs. You're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. Let me get out that giant feather from the closet and feather you, the listener's nuts, right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I enjoy doing this podcast. I'm so happy you guys enjoy listening. The only way to keep it going, tell a friend. Tell a friend. Anyone with ears, that's our target audience, okay? Anyone with the ability to breathe, okay? I want them listening. I want them in on the podcast. Get them in with Papa JT. Just let them know this dude wants to whisper sweet nothings into your ears every Tuesday and Friday, and he wants to answer your emails. We have some great emails, and I'm very excited about today's episode. A couple announcements right off the bat. The March 29th, I'm going to be in Long Island. If you are in the area, March 29th, Brokerage Comedy Club, 8 o'clock. Come to the show. Bring a friend. Bring a crew. We're going to have a great time. I'm very excited to do this show.
That's next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday, the 29th. That is number one. Number two, this is a different thing that I'm going to bring up right now. Right now, all of you are listening to a podcast, which... I'm saying the obvious. I love podcasts, okay? I like radio. I've said this on the podcast in the past. I grew up listening to radio. I fall asleep listening to Ted Nation on WEEI. I do the sleep button 20 minutes in. I would be in the car with my family. We'd always listen to sports radio. I loved Howard Stern. When I went to college, I had it on my, in my car. And then I went, left there and I started downloading Adam Carolla's podcast, which was like one of the first ones, in 8-10 minute segments. So I'm like, I feel like I was in early on this just as a passion. So I got approached by this guy, Ned, and he's got this app called Laughable. And Laughable, the way I'm going to explain it to you is the way I understand it, is it's a Google for podcasts. So the best part is, and I think the beauty of this show is I try to introduce you to comics so that you can follow along with them and what they do. So if you like someone here, you can go follow them and support their, like I always bring up the rookie card. You have their rookie card. You can support them. So this app, if you like someone on the show or if you like me specifically, you can go into Laughable app and put in a name of a comedian and see every podcast they've ever been a guest on or hosted. That's pretty wild. I mean, for someone like me there's some people that I will listen to anything they go on. I'm a huge, like, I listen to the Tony Kornheiser podcast, which is a part of Digital Networks. I listen to Adam Carolla, and sometimes there'll be a specific guest. I'm like, thank God that person's back. I want to be in the loop when they're there. So this app that Ned brought to me, and he was like, listen, I want you and some other comics to be involved in the making of this app. So that seemed like a pretty cool proposition. That's when I put into Shark Tank mode and I was like, okay, tell Mr. Wonderful what you're looking to give here. And we worked out a deal and I am intimately involved with this app and I am a part of it. And because I not only, I'm not only in a like a part of it as a worker bee, but I'm also a client. So I would use it in my everyday life. I do use it. So this is my pitch to you to download the Laughable app, because if you like podcasts and you like what you're listening to here, this will only help you find other great podcasts that you'll enjoy as well. It's a win-win. If you know, you download the app, Papa JT gets a little gets to dip his hand in the honey jar a little bit, and you get a great new listening device. So
it's a beautifully designed app. It is great, actually. It's exactly what podcasts needs.
Yes, you know? And the thing about it is, you have someone like me and a lot of other comics who have podcasts that are helping them get it better. So I sat there and I was like, what about this? What about that? Let's make this. And then, you know, Johnny Data in the back goes and fixes it up and makes it better. So Laughable app, you should all pause this podcast right now because I've already gone on too long, and download it right away and listen to this on the Laughable app, and go find our guest today, who's a new guest on the J Train podcast. I'm very excited. We met long ago in old Chicago town,
yeah,
foggy Chicago. I don't even know if that's what they
never been a
never been said. The windy city. Jeff R. Curry, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me all the way from Fogtown,
Fogtown, USA. Thank you for coming. Jeff R. Curry is a super funny comic, and he's from Chicago. He's in town. He's a Lisa Traeger referral.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we'd already met before, so yeah. I was like, I know this dude. He's a great guy and so funny. I remember you had a bit. You were like the first one to have a Uber bit.
Oh, Jesus. What? Really?
Yeah, that I remember. Like, you know, for me, and I was like, you nailed it, because it was about, like, that you don't even realize, like, you don't take your wallet out.
Oh, yeah.
It was that.
Yeah.
So I remember that. I was like, oh, this dude's funny and gets it. So pumped to have him on. All you guys should go follow and support Jeff. Go at Jeff R. Curious on Twitter. Also, J R. Curry on Instagram. Go follow, support him. Super funny. What's been going on, buddy? How are you enjoying New York City?
So far, so good. It's been fun. I told you when I just came here, I did Knitting Factory last night, which was really great.
Great show in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I got in at, like 9 a.m. yesterday. I was
9 a.m. on a Sunday?
Yeah, I was out. I was like, I was in West Virginia, Milwaukee, and then Michigan for the 3 days. And then
really?
I run back to Chicago to fly out.
Oh, man. Those early flights, they'll get you.
Yeah.
We talked about it last time on the podcast. Yeah. Just waking up, you feel like you're in a fire drill.
Yeah.
And it's like you're always saying to yourself, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take tonight off because I got that big flight tomorrow. And it's like, no, Jared, you have no self-control.
Yeah.
You're going to drink every single time.
Saturday night, I had a little bit of fun, too much fun on Saturday night.
And, yeah, dude.
And it really messed the flight up for me a little bit. I got there so late. I got there like 4 minutes before the doors were closing. And you know, like when they ever have your bag searched, like when you go through the belt, they pull it aside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, you got toothpaste. Yeah.
What is the swab? Is that
it's
for
bomb?
Drugs?
It's bomb.
Oh my god! I was like, are they looking? I thought they were looking for residual weed. I'm like, you're gonna find it.
Let me just say, they're not looking for weed. If they're looking for weed, I'd be disappointed. Like if you go to the airport and you're like, the swab is for weed and not bombs.
I was thinking that.
Like, aren't you thinking? Like, wouldn't there be like if you saw someone pulled over for weed, like, and then like you just see a guy like strapped in with wires all over him, you're like, what are we looking for here?
Yeah.
For that guy who's gonna get on the flight too lackadaisically, like what's the big issue?
Yeah, he's gonna really enjoy music and be quiet.
Yeah, and get stressed out when you get up too fast. You know, like I just say like we have to think like I know what you mean because sometimes you'll be like, oh my god, it's like they got me. Like, at every turn.
Yeah,
and that it's only bombs.
Good. Yeah. I mean, I got away with it even if it wasn't.
But. Well, just think of the headlines. What does an airline want the least? Do they want guy takes flight and sleeps the whole way as the headline, or plane blows up? let's look at worst case. Like
there'd be a little more detail to that headline.
Yeah, plane blows up.
Crazy well, day, plane blew up.
Jeff, I'm pumped to have you on. Go follow Jeff R. Curry on Twitter, Jeff R. Curious, also J R. Curry on Instagram. Let's get to the emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to bring you back for 1 second. Laughable app. If you haven't downloaded it, go do it right now because you're going to love it and it's going to be right up your alley, and you can look up Jeff. You've been on other podcasts before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You've done the one where they're like, how'd you start comedy?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
boring one. You can go listen to that one too.
Sure.
So I got to tell you, right now, we're on a little bit of a run. I want to bring this up before we get into it.
Go for it.
And a little bit of a run of circumcision talk on this podcast.
Hot topic.
And I have to now ask every guest, are you circumcised and how big is your penis?
Is that how
we start.
Is that real?
Every podcast. No.
I was like, I'll say it, but you know, you'll think I'm bragging. No, I am circumcised. I am.
Do you have a big penis?
It's okay. I'm happy
yeah?
with it.
You're happy with it?
I'm very happy with it. Yeah, yeah.
That's how you know it's a big penis, right? When someone's like, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not bragging, but also bragging.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. Well, it's weird because it's like you don't want them to think you have a small dick by being too humble. You
yes.
know what I mean? Or penis. You say dick.
I like the word penis.
Really?
Just think it's so funny because.
Scientific,
but it's also like. There's a line, and it makes me laugh every time in Old School. And it makes me laugh every time Owen Wilson or Luke Wilson
yeah.
Is like there, like giving the speech. And he's like, and they have the cinder blocks. And he's like, you might be wondering why one end of this cinder block is tied to your penis.
Yeah.
And I laugh every time that penis drops. Well, I'm just bringing this up because we actually have hi, J Train. I love your podcast and feel you've opened my eyes to the minds of men. As an English girl living in Canada. So this is a lady email.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Here we go.
A lot of Canadians. The chick email. A lot of Canadians got that turtleneck up.
Oh, yeah. It was a religious thing.
It's a religious thing,
it's
right?
It's definitely a religious thing, yeah.
So this, as an English girl living in Canada and have dated my way around the world, I've encountered both types of penis. My family are American.
I believe it's peni.
Peni, yeah, you're right. Good one, man. You're right. My family are American, so are all cut, and I vividly remember my brother's emergency circumcision after getting his junk trapped in a drawer as a child. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Every guy in the room just, like, bent over a little bit. Oh
like the tip? Like you'd have
I guess
like,
so.
Like a sleeve of a long sleeve shirt?
Right.
Yeah.
The tip
Trapped in a drawer as a child. And then she writes parentheses. Yes, really. Circumcision is not the norm in England, but most of the Canadian wangs I've encountered are beautifully trimmed. I feel this experience equips me with a well-rounded view, and I really don't care if a guy is cut or not. The only difference to me is uncut guys are way easier to jerk off.
Yes. Absolutely.
How do you know that?
Okay, so I don't go to the protests, but I did Google, yeah. I did spend some time on Google in a hole, and like so it's a very big cause of ED, erectile dysfunction, is that is cutting it because you're basically rubbing the tip, your clitoris, against your jeans all day. So as a kid, that's why you got boners all the time because your exposed clitoris is rubbing against your jankos, you know? So you're going to get hard from
it's
that.
It's so interesting that now I get it.
Yeah.
When you put it in clitoris terms.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I now fully understand my own penis.
Yeah.
So basically you're taking the hood.
The
hooded hot dog is what it was referenced in the other episode.
You're
touching the most sensitive part of your body mm-hmm. against your so that's why you get used to it and mm-hmm. that's what erectile dysfunction
and
comes over, from.
Yeah, and then it starts that's why when people hit like their 30s and 40s is when it starts to be like, why aren't you as fun anymore?
Oh.
You know? But it's going
He's
away.
Just tired.
It's going away, like it's been going away since like in 2002. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, like I've talked about this on the stage a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
The basics of it. This is all.
Well, this
factual.
Is this is why you know a lot of comics have weird knowledge on weird subjects.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm gonna try a bit on this, and then they're like, I gotta figure out what this is all about. And
yeah.
Then you go to the library, you put on, you know, you have the montage of you looking up circumcisions
yeah.
for 2 days,
yep.
and then now
Wikipedia.
Now you're equipped with this knowledge that you're bringing to the J Train podcast listeners.
It feels great.
Yeah,
it feels great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
it's 2002. Up until 2002, males in the United States were cut over 84% were cut up until 2002.
Wow.
Which is most of men that are men now.
Yeah.
In 2016, it was 54%, and it's been dropping steadily.
Why? So people are doing it less
They're
and less?
They're doing it less and less because the main thing was basically it was that if you don't clean it, it gets bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
Schmagma.
Okay, you don't deserve it. If you don't, if you're not cleaning it a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
Like, take care of your shit. Don't cut off the parts. Like, and the other thing that's like.
Why are people doing it less and less?
Because they're woke now.
Woke.
Yeah, yeah. It's just woke.
Man,
yeah.
This is one of those things that I think like our generation, like I was just thinking about this today. Like, we strive to be interesting.
Oh yeah.
You know, via any way we can. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to. We all want to be interesting in some way. So it's how we make our decisions a lot. That's why you have a lot of people with kids now.
Yeah.
That have these weird names. They're like, oh, I want to have the kid. I don't want my kid being Lauren B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want my kid to be Artemis.
Yeah.
You know, Artemis Flounder.
I want my kid to be annoying to substitute teachers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I want him correcting people. It's A-R-T-H. You know, like, I want him to be that guy. But I'm saying, like, it's... So this kind of is in line with that. Like, a parent who is circumcised is like... Oh man, I want to have the interesting child who isn't circumcised, which is a weird way.
I don't know if people find out. Like, oh, your Jacob's kid's dick is perfectly fine.
That's, it's a weird way to want your kid to be interesting. It's like, I gotta have that weird penis kid. I just think they wanted to this effort to be different.
Is that really?
I do think I see it a lot.
I think it's more medical. The non-circumcised.
You think they care? They're like, oh, I want my kid. Fucking getting boners longer. That's their real...
Well, it's also... I don't know, man. I feel like it's just a lot of... Like, that's the way your dick is supposed to be. Like, we haven't evolved past that. We've been cutting off the tips of them.
This feels like an anti-Semitic talk at this point.
No, I mean, I'm...
No, but that's the thing. Like, I have no choice in the matter. I'm not putting a moil out of business. That's not going to be on my conscience.
We've already crossed the bridge.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm saying, like, my kids...
Oh.
I'm chopping that dick.
Are you really?
Yeah, have to.
I'm going through the whole ceremony.
I want to be there. I want to be up close and personal. I want to meet the moil. Like, I just want the whole experience. It's crazy.
I think it's funny to me that it's usually religion that does this, that's circumcised, right? So it's people going like, God is perfect. You make everything amazing. And then you get a child and you're like, ah, almost. You were so close
just
to what
missed,
I wanted.
God. Yeah, well, this person, right, the bottom line is if I get so far as to unzip, I'm not going to care if you're wearing a skin sweater. Be proud of your penis. So that's a female listener writing in response to a lot of the questions we've been getting. I will get back if I have a we're gonna have a female guest at some point soon, so we'll get into it with them, but I'm happy that we can open up the conversation.
But that's what's the most interesting thing to me about that is women being okay with it now is the fact that because it's going away and we already had it done, by the time we're old we're gonna have the weird dicks.
We're
gonna have the ones that they're like, what did you do to it?
Like when I have a when I hook up with a girl with a bush, I'm like, oh, took a trip in the time machine.
You mean like big?
Oh, I've seen some big bush, and I love it.
Size of the jungle or length of the trees? What do you mean? Like
one time it was more like a sweater. You know, it was more hovering over it. You know, it was like more like a tight-fitting sweater.
Oh, okay.
You ever see a girl wear a tight sweater with like the little, the collar coming out?
Yeah.
You know, like where it kind of looks like Wednesday Addams a little bit?
Yes, okay.
Kind of that type of sweater.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a good explanation
or not. I'm picturing
a
very matted down.
Yeah, it made sense to everybody, the listeners at home. You're nodding your head. And then one time, it was like Edward Scissorhands, like, put it together. You know, it was like a round beach ball. And I was like, oh my God, this is like, it kind of felt like a fro. And I was just excited to get in there. I just wanted to, like, you know, wade in the trees, you know? It was like, it was kind of a cool experience. And for me, it wasn't like a whoa. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I think now, if you have a bush as a woman, like, I think you wax without thinking, there's no connection to sexuality with a waxing.
Sure.
This is my theory. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting this on people, but I'm saying now the waxing is assumed, like, or the shaving. Girls shave and wax.
I'm seeing less and less of it.
It's going away.
In my travels.
But I'm saying when I see a bushed woman, I think that she's put thought into it and it's about sexuality.
Oh, really?
Do you know? Does that make sense? Because now... You have to put the effort in to keep up the bush, whereas shaving a vagina is just like, that's what you do.
I think disagree. I think it's more work to shave it than it is to upkeep a bush. You know what I mean?
But it's more work, but I'm saying it's a part of your everyday life.
Oh, okay.
So like it's like brushing your teeth. You know, oh, I got to wake up, brush my teeth. I got to shave my bush. But if you're like there with the clippers putting in, you know, designs and shit, that means you're thinking about someone being down there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, you're saying shaving becomes part of your routine.
Yeah. It's less routine. It's more, I'm a sexual
being.
Like
Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, snip, snip.
So my message to all the women out there is I want a racing stripe. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's good.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jeff Arcuri. Go follow him. Go support him. Jeff Arcurius on Twitter. JR Arcuri on Instagram. We're sponsored. What a perfect time to bring up the sponsor. Because Harry's Razors has been involved with us. And I see a lot of you getting it and sending me the Snapchats. Love your Snapchats. I'm JTrain56. I love when you send me where you're listening and how you're listening. And a new thing has occurred. People are sending me them doing the hello. So I want you to send me your hello, and I will post the most creative one on Instagram, at Jared Fried on Instagram. So send your hello, and let's see who does one that's fantastic.
That's fun. And hashtag JTrain.
Hashtag JTrain or whatever. Or,
no, JTrain.
Yeah, JTrain. Yeah. So, but listen, I'm a huge Harry's fan. I know you guys are getting into this, and you see him all. I see him everywhere. I love that they get sent right to your place. You don't have to go deal with, you know, Walgreens, CVS, Duane Reade. You don't have to go look the guy in the face and be like, oh, I gotta get, you know, this is out of, just like I said, make it the routine. It comes to your door. It's a great product. I love the bomb that they have. Love that. I like all the accoutrements. Harry's was started by Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with being overcharged for razors. So they decided to start their own razor company to give us guys everywhere what they deserve, a great shave at a fair price. They bought a factory with 100 years of blade making, which that's what you do.
Yeah.
Let's go to the experts. Let's see what they do. And let's buy them up and put them to work for us American pigs. That's what you do. So you go to Germany and buy a factory. And they make quality razors, sell them online, ship them directly to you for half the price. Okay. They got 5 German engineered blades, lubricating strip, flex hinge for comfort, glide, trimmer blade, hard to reach places, weighted ergonomic handle. All this for $2 a blade compared to 4 more you'll pay at the drugstore. Guys, it's a no-brainer. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their most popular trial set for free. That's free. That's free. That's free. Comes with a razor handle of your choice, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel free. When you sign up, just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/jtrain right now. harrys.com/jtrain. 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 That's harrys.com/jtrain. Guys, that's like a no-brainer. Free. And you're going to use that razor for a year anyways because, you know, you guys are all gross like me and you don't change the razor. But now you'll want to change the razor because it comes right to your door. So harrys.com/jtrain. Let's get into the email. The toughest decision of my life. I'm going to bet that this isn't that tough a decision. Dear Jay, going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm here begging for your sage advice. I'm in an ultimate predicament in deciding which university I'm going to attend next fall. I love these ones.
Wait, so is this a high school listener?
I guess it is. I'm second semester senior in high school.
Ooh, possibly uncut.
There it is. Possibly uncut. With the STD known as senioritis. But I have a huge decision that's been pestering me since the birth of this new annual interval of time, basically since the start of 2017. Sorry, not sorry for being a douche. But here's where it gets sticky. The two schools I'm stuck in between are your alma mater, Penn State, and the University of South Carolina, for which are two polar opposites that have me contemplating to the point of living sometimes. I've listened to this modern era life guide for quite a while, so I know how you feel about rooming with your past situations and with roommates. But at South Carolina, one of my best friends wants me to go and do a quad setup, basically 4 individual bedrooms with a small living space and one dorm room. We would pair up with 2 other randoms so we could use each other as a social ladder, but Penn State, I only know one person going, and we'd be doing the Facebook or random option for rooming. Now I know, as an alum, you might have the slight bias, but give me your best advice for a young lad like me on where I should be laying his pipe for the next 4 años. I love when someone randomly goes into Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a cool dude move.
I've started trying to say gracias more.
Gracias?
Yeah, it's gracias.
Hey, man, gracias. Like, you never sound not douchey. Yeah, yeah, we should lay pipe for the next 4 años.
Ciao.
Ciao, dude. Yeah, random chows, random anything. You just go off English. Yeah.
That 90s LA trope of, like, all the people say ciao.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to a community college in the suburbs of Detroit.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah, killing it. Yeah.
I dropped out of community college.
You did? Not you didn't.
I got like a 3 associate's degrees, but I ended up I was going to do more, but then yeah. I started stand up, so I'm like, all right, I don't need to do this anymore.
And at community college outside of Detroit, do you commute? What do you do?
I drove there from my parents' house.
So you wave goodbye to your crying parents.
Uh-huh.
On your way.
Yeah,
out
I
the
come
door.
Back in 4 hours.
Yeah, I'll be back soon.
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes from my house.
I mean, if I'm this guy, I will say something. If you're deciding, don't make your decisions based on the buddy who's already made his decision.
That's good.
I mean, that's in anything. You're just, because at some point down the line, you're going to be the guy that's, you're going to have some sort of resent against that person if something works out. Doesn't work out. And something's not going to work out. In life, that's just the way it works out. Something's going to go wrong, and I'm in the position where I never want to go, ah, oh, that fucking guy.
Yeah.
I want to take, I mean, that's part of the reason I love stand-up, is you go on and you fuck up or you do well. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
And I think when you do this, when you put it on the, when you kind of like make a decision based on the friend, that's you saying to yourself, well, I'm not manly enough to own this fuck up.
Sure.
And I, you know, if for this kid, those are two great schools. I'm not biased because I went to Penn State. I would send you like South Carolina. I mean, I've been to that town. That town is a fun town. They're both equally fun.
That actually sounds like a cool setup though, too. The four, you know, rooms.
Great
with the
setup. I'm cool with that. I just don't, I hear what he's saying, but don't go to, I would always say, if I'm going to give any advice to someone going to college, whatever leaves you with the least amount of debt. You're going to have fun no matter where you go because every school has a fun time. I've been to USC. I've been to the Gamecocks. I've seen that school. It was great. The bars are fun. The girls are cute. So are they. They're the same cute girls exist at Penn State. The same fun bars exist at Boston College. The same cute girls are at Bowdoin College. Not really. But I'm saying, you know, you're going to find that crew wherever you go. Like, I remember when I left high school for college, my dad gave me great advice where he was like, yeah, you're gonna have the same friends you had in high school, but they're just gonna be different faces. Yeah. You know, like he was like, you have good friends now, which means you will have good friends in the future. So this is when you say goodbye to your high school friends, it's not goodbye forever. It's like, yeah, if you're really friends, you'll keep in touch.
Yeah. Did he say what he was, he or she is the guy? What he's studying?
I don't know. No.
Does that matter?
This guy, he just said he's going to lay pipe for 4 años.
Yeah. I don't think
it sounds like he's undecided. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not going to make the decision for him, but the only advice I can give on that decision, because this isn't Harvard. We had one a couple years ago. Someone wrote in like Harvard or Arizona State or something like that. And I was like, dude, yeah, shut the fuck up and go to Harvard. You know, like, because he was worried about not having this good time. I think the good college time is too famous now. It's the I'm a guy of a lot of theories. This is my big theory episode of this podcast. I think with the internet and with seeing college parties and the way they're proposed on the internet, now people are going to college and being like, well, I got to do it that way, but better. And that's why people are getting hurt from drinking and partying.
Yeah.
Like I see these videos now online. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, someone's going to get like seriously injured. And I think it's because you see online what you think a college party is. And okay, we have to do that.
Yeah.
And we have to light it on fire, you know? Like, so I think there's this like one-upsmanship that now, because when I got to college, I didn't even know anything. I had this rough idea. I had, you know, what's the movie with Bluto?
Animal House.
Yeah. Animal House was all I knew about fraternities. Like, that was all I knew. And then and then you get there and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to make our own fun and we're going to figure this out. But like now, it's almost like it's like kind of like a Back to the Future thing. It's like, if you know your future, how do you react to it?
Oh,
it's like knowing too much, I think.
The experience. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like they see the experience that they should be having. So they go and have and force that experience. And I think there's something nice about walking in blind. And all I can say to this guy is you're going to find the same fun party people no matter where you go. It's going to be the same 4 años.
Yeah, but you're gonna just try that. He's gonna kiss men for a little bit. Yeah, try that out. It's college. You try things in college.
I'm just saying. Here's what I would say to anyone out there: you'll be happier leaving with less debt than more. And I know that's like old guy advice, but I'm just looking down at you saying, listen, you're gonna have fun no matter where you go. Let's make sure that when you're done with the fun, you're in the best position going forward. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Ooh, I like this one. It's a little long though.
It's all right.
Postgrad weekend party. I love a good party.
Mm.
We go from post fucking high school kid to post grad. We do it all here on the J Train podcast.
Post grad college, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Okay. J Train feathered. me and my boys are planning a weekend trip to a cabin. This place has a lake, fishing, hiking trails, a pool, and we'll be bringing enough alcohol to take down a herd of buffaloes. In past podcasts, you've said the key to a trip is having a plan. But in this instance, where we'll be in the middle of nowhere, what do I plan around? Let me know of any ideas you might have to make this a fun weekend. What would you do?
Bring mushrooms.
I've never done mushrooms.
You've never done mushrooms before?
No.
Oh, it's eye-opening. Just you have to be good. Bring a good friend.
It has to be a comfortable crew.
Yeah, bring a Sherpa, and then most you want to have is four people, and they're people that you can be.
What's a Sherpa? What do you mean?
Somebody to guide you, like someone who's done it before.
So you want someone who's in control,
yep,
and knows how to do mushrooms.
But then at least two other people that you can be very open with.
Yeah.
That will make you get introspective and just be like, hey, do me a favor. Like you'll just start airing out your insecurities and be like, is that a thing that I do a lot? And they're like, absolutely you do. And you're like, all right, I'm going to work on that. And then it's really, you need people to be like, okay, you're fine. Let's go laugh about how the lake looks. You know what I mean? Like they're, but going to a lake on a weekend, bring mushrooms.
I mean,
what if they die? Like they overdose. And I was like, yeah, no, bring drugs.
Well, be careful. And I think the mushrooms idea is a fun idea. If it's a good crew. I mean,
it was so fast. It's the first thing I thought of.
It's the first, like, I mean, if that's mushrooms. The first thing in your mind, I want it out there. I want the people to know. Maybe that.
Go to mushrooms.com, guys. Yeah,
well, I don't know. I think for the plan for a weekend at the lake is. I would do if you really want to plan something and you got enough people and you can get people on board. The way to get people on board with your stupid idea is to plan it so meticulously that they're like, this sounds great.
Okay.
You know, like, so like I would do something where I would have a point system. And I think we've mentioned this type of game, but I would have it so you have all these different events. And then like it basically you have this Olympics that is over the course of the whole weekend. I'm not going to like tell them exactly what to do, but if you had this point system where it's like, you know, but it wasn't even about drinking. Like some of it would be about like, you know, first, like I do this thing whenever I go away with a group of buddies. I will have one dude will bet me that I can't make out before 5 p.m.
Really?
Yeah. And we've done it in every city we've ever gone to where my buddy will look at me and be like, $20, you can't hook up before 5 p.m. And then it's always funny because now I'm put on the hunt for this rando chick that's going to make out in daylight.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
A daylight makeout?
A daylight makeout. And I've done it in Chicago. I did it in Vegas. Like, and it's fun because there's no real stakes except for busting my balls. But if I'm saying in a weekend plan like this, where it's like, if you had little things like that throughout the course of the weekend, where it's like, okay, like, you know, we're going to have a treading water event.
Yeah.
And like dudes getting into a treading water, who can tread water the longest event.
Oh, is that just like just holding, just swimming?
Treading.
Oh, treading water. Literally.
Treading
okay.
water. Like the smaller
I
the event.
It something else. The, I'm like, oh, no, I don't no, know no. This lingo.
No, the smaller event. The better the idea of it is, because I just like the idea of competing with your buddies over the smallest thing possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who can tread water with two beers up in the sky? And then whoever, like, I would do that, like something like that, where you guys hold beers up in the sky while you tread water, and then every hand that, when both hands go down, you're out. Like, shit like that, where it's like, stupid, childish things will have the best time.
Yeah, that's good.
And put time into these ideas. So, like, the treading water game. Maybe you make teams. Maybe it's an Olympics between, you know, half the house on one team, half the house on the other. Stuff like that.
Yeah, come up with something dumb for like dinner when you're eating dinner. Like whoever
cooking did competition. Yeah, you have somebody be in charge of like what the food is.
Right.
Like someone's like the Guy Fieri's judging everything.
Yeah.
That would be fun. And you have like a point system over the course of the weekend, because in a cabin, you don't get to be the kid. You know, like you're out in the middle of nowhere. You're not going to do these things in your city when you're going to work.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying this is your opportunity to just do kid shit. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Can't stop thinking about the one that got away. Are you single, girlfriend? What's the deal?
I'm single.
Single.
Yeah.
Out there.
The daytime thing that you brought up was funny. Like, cause like you ever be talking to a girl and then like, you're like, oh wait, I've never seen you in the daytime ever. I've never been.
I know a few of those.
Yeah. Like yeah. When you see them in the daytime, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot. Oh, wow, this is new.
You're a human being that walks the earth. Yeah. You aren't just this midnight monster I meet up.
Yeah.
With. Yeah. There's certain girls where like, I have this like we hook up and I only, like I do this like walk up to their apartment and I'm like, I've only done this walk.
Yeah.
Pre-coming. You know, like, this pre-cum walk. I don't know. Hey, J Train, I wouldn't be writing your podcast if it wasn't the shit. Thank you. Here's the deal. There's this girl that I've had a major thing for since sixth grade that makes it 10 years now. How old is this fucking dude?
Sixth grade is
23.
He's like 20 something. Yeah, 22.
10 years. She pops in and out of my life occasionally, complicating things, as you can imagine. I've been dating my current girlfriend for 4 years, with the exception of a 2 week break where I hooked up with the girl mentioned above. Ooh, spicy. That was about a year ago. I haven't thought about her much until this week. I had a sex dream about her and it was completely fucked me up. I can't stop thinking about her while hooking up with my current girlfriend. I just want to get over it. I know I'm building all this up in my head. If she were really that great, I would have stayed with her last year when I had the chance. I just want to go back to the great relationship I have with my now current girlfriend. Up until this week, I was ready to propose, goddammit. How do I put the one that got away out of my mind and dreams for good so I can get on with my life and not live with the what ifs?
Men hang on to older relationships after they've been gone way longer than women do. It's like a study. On that, like,
what do you mean?
When a guy and a girl go through a breakup, the woman feels it a lot harder up front,
yeah,
but then gets over it a lot quicker. The guys don't feel it right away, but then there's a long residual heartache for that
person.
This
is interesting,
yeah. So, I think that did they say they dated, or they just knew each other since sixth grade?
Known each other since sixth grade, and out of his life.
So, I'm guessing she was always hot, he wasn't, he bloomed, she stayed hot.
Yeah,
she was like, okay, I need to make sure that, because they probably was, he was probably in the friend zone.
Yeah,
since he was 13, but then he probably got hot, and then she just kind of came into his life to just double check herself and make sure she still got it. And
yeah,
like, yeah, I can hook up with you, right? Okay, cool. But I don't know. It sounds like she's the type of girl that if he was like, all right, I'm changing my life for you, she'd be like, ah, gross, no thanks.
Yeah, and also you don't want to like jump from relationship to relationship.
No, never.
Because really, when do you learn about yourself?
Right.
When do you really like get a chance to be like, oh, I'm this weirdo alone? Mm-hmm. You know, like I've been single for a while now, and I think staying single has made me learn about myself in ways that I couldn't imagine. It's also made me more fucking weird.
Like, how so?
I think when you stay single, you become entrenched in your particulars. So like I like don't want to sleep at a, like I've now more and more sleeping at a girl's place to me is like awful.
Yeah. Like I want to like, sleep in your own bed.
I want to sleep in my own fucking bed. Maybe that's age. I don't know, but I won't even try. Like I'm like, I am leaving. And
really?
I like get really fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I like having headphones on when I'm doing something. Like,
not having sex. That'd be so rude.
During sex.
That'd be so rude.
You're going to listen to this podcast on the Laughable app. It's got this great new app that I can
take one of these Harry's razors and clean up.
So I don't know. I just think like you being single, I'm not that guy or that girl. The worst person in the world to me is. Single people have it good too. Like, no. This isn't a fucking movement. If you're single, you're just maybe you're you can be a loser and single. Like,
yeah,
it's not, you know, there's all these women out there that are like, I like my single time. And it's like, whoa, it sounds like you're a little angry about it. You know, like they never say it really in a way that you're like, you seem cool with it. If the most cool with it people are the people that never bring it up.
Yeah. Well, and being single is not being single. Like being single, I think people associate, oh, you're alone all the time. But it's no, you're intermittently dating people not long enough to call it something.
Yeah. You're sitting there at the tapas bar.
Yeah.
Having a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Seeing what you like. I think for this guy, I've been in this situation. The sex dream can fuck you up. You ever have a sex dream?
Oh, yeah. Because then that's a real thing. Yeah, those real emotions. When you wake up, that's a real emotion you have.
Right? And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm still thinking. I've had this happen to me. I had a sex dream once about this ex-girlfriend, and I woke up being like, I felt like I just had sex.
Yeah.
I mean, there's cum everywhere. But no, do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
And I was like, it was so vivid, and like I went back to things that we had done together, like the way we would hook up, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, but then I remembered the bad moments with her, and I was like, yeah, this was never a relationship that was going to work out. This is purely like a carnal thing that I just had. And I think for this guy, it's normal. I think understanding that, like, fantasizing about someone else, welcome to the rest of your life, dude. Like, you don't think your dad's sitting there thinking about the one chick he hooked up with before your mom?
Yeah.
You don't think, you know, you don't think it's been a passing thought of his in the 40 years he's been with your mom? No, yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. And you know what? It's much more vivid now because you can sit there and watch someone's life without ever talking to them again. You get the social media. You could sit there. And I find that these things come up in your head when they make a post that day. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, sure.
So, like, for this guy, I think you don't want to, like, be the guy who gets too religious about it where you're like, I got to unfollow and everything. But maybe pull yourself away. Maybe
I do that. I block everything.
Block everything.
I just can't watch it.
Yeah. And I think you can watch it, because I'm one of those people, I break up with people and then I'm like, I guess I'm here forever, because I'll watch. Listen, I'm sitting there with the popcorn in the movie theater. I'm going to hang.
You could torture yourself like that.
I don't think, but that's the thing. I don't care. I'm usually fine with it. But then I do have these moments like, yo, you're there 2 years later. How does this person look? Like, it's just normal to have that voyeuristic like side of you. So even if you're okay with it, you still might not be okay with it.
Right.
So releasing yourself from their social media. Also, you have to become, I think when you're in a relationship and thinking about other people, look at the relationship you're in. Maybe you're not as happy as you think you are. Maybe you're just happy there's a warm body next to you.
Yeah.
And you don't really care who that body is. Maybe there's something missing. So I don't think I think it's less about the girl he's fantasizing about, and it's more about the girl he's with.
Oh, you think so? Oh, really?
Yeah, I think if you're fantasizing about someone else, you're going to fantasize about someone else forever.
Because that person you're with isn't somebody that you should be with, you're thinking?
Yeah, I think that maybe it is someone you should be with, but make sure.
4 years, though. Damn. 4 years, I couldn't imagine. It's got to become stale-ish to where you're like, what else can I think about? And then the body does that.
I can understand that, but like, if you're I don't want to be in a relationship with a girl where I'm fantasizing about conversations with another girl. I'd rather fantasize about my dick in their ass than me listening to a story that I liked hearing from this girl. You know? So I think the sexual stuff is normal, but I think you should say, like, well, am I having a good time with this person I'm with? I think it's okay to be constantly evaluating. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jeff R. Curie @JeffRCurious on Twitter, J.R. Curie on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. Super funny. Let's go. Mom stumbled upon girlfriend's unmentionables.
Hell yeah.
This is like a beginning of a porno.
Well, I'm assuming either dildo or underwear, but we'll find out. Go ahead.
Shalom, Mr. Train. Shalom, Mr. Train. I want to start off by thanking you for making the work week and commute to classes more bearable. The episode where Anthony DeVito talked about the smell sticks had me in tears. Yeah, people are always writing about those smell sticks. Anthony wants to.
What is a smell stick?
It's he brings around Q-tips with cologne on them for when he farts and gives them to people.
That's really funny.
It's ridiculous. Shouts to Man Sam and congrats on the new wife. May your eternal bond be full of eternal blowjobs. Anyways. Yeah,
thank you very much. There it's we go. Extremely sweet.
that was a really unsweet thing said sweetly.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get down to the issue. A few weeks ago, my parents went out of town. I'm in grad school. My girlfriend works full time and has her own place, so we always stay there, obviously. However, I couldn't resist the temptation to have her over to enjoy the hot tub and expensive liquor cabinet at my parents'. Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Having a girl at your parents' like nice house or like wherever, because whatever your parents have is nicer than your shithole.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Whoever you are out there. Like, it doesn't have to be that much nicer, but like taking their shit, eating their food, just having a day like you guys are two, you know, at a log cabin or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a nice thing. The next day, I realized my girlfriend had changed and left her thong by my bed, which I casually kicked underneath because, well, I'm a lazy fuck. Anyways, a few weeks later, my mom confronted me saying she had gone to grab something and said she had found it along with a red box and an empty bottle of wine. What's a red box?
Like a DVD rental.
Oh, man. That like, isn't that 100 years old?
Yeah, download a movie. My dad does that. And I'm like, are you kidding?
How old is this guy? There was no other explanation. And honestly, I didn't think I had to explain myself. I think my mom has a bad opinion of my girlfriend now because she's the straight-laced religious type. I think it was fucked up of her to go snooping through my room. On top of that, I'm a responsible adult. I love that those two sentences.
Yeah.
It's fucked up for mom to go through my room. I'm a responsible adult. This is such a weird... maybe you're
mom.
Just...
Mom!
Yeah, mom, get out of my room!
I'm doing my taxes!
Yeah. So on top of that, I'm a responsible adult who's going to have to graduate degree, but not for about another year. I don't want to confront her about it because it's awkward to bring it up, but I can tell she doesn't like my girlfriend because of it. I don't want to tell my girlfriend because it would make her uncomfortable, but I want my mom to not be so judgmental. I've been with this girl for about a year now and have been really thinking long term. The way she went through my room tells me that she doesn't respect me as an adult and makes me feel like I'm 16 again. It's honestly embarrassing to be out with my girlfriend and still have my mom texting me where I am all the time when I'm a grown adult. What should I do? Any advice is appreciated. I really like this email because there's a lot here. Yeah. To really sink my teeth into. What do you think?
Maybe I missed it. It doesn't say what kind of underwear, right? If it's a thong.
No, it was a thong. Yeah.
It was a thong.
Does that make it better?
No. It makes it a little bit more like, you know? If it was straight up underwear, you could be like, she changed in the room, you know? Like, straight up underwear.
My mom once bought, I dated a girl, my mom once bought her underwear. Like, that's how opposite.
What was the scenario there?
Yeah, like, context, please.
Like I had my girlfriend over my house from college, and then like they went out, and they realized that they liked the same. It was very weird. It was like, and I was like, this is way too much under the hood.
Was it
I don't need
hot,
this
though, a little bit. No.
I'm so hard right now. Just bringing it up. No, but I hear what he's saying. I think. What do you think he should do?
I would just never bring it up again, and then slowly.
You can't tell your girlfriend. That's number one. You can't bring it up to your girlfriend because you don't want. It's.
She'll be in her head.
She'll like be in her head. Parents. It's like you know. It's like just let her live her life. Let her come to her conclusions that your mom hates her on her own. Not. Yeah. Don't give her the reason to like now know she hates her like. Because what you need is for you and your girlfriend to act like you're totally cool with it. Like you're so above it that it doesn't matter. Here's the other advice I'm going to give this guy. You live with your parents. They pay. That means they're footing some sort of bill for you. You can't talk about being a grown adult while living at your parents. So they do have some. They're the landlords. Okay. And if you're not paying rent, they're going to get it in some way or another. And the way they're getting rent is to be having this control of your life.
Yeah.
So I don't really, I understand what he's saying, but like put that pride shit aside.
Yeah, realistically, he left his girlfriend's underwear in his landlord's bedroom.
Yeah.
That's way worse if you put it in that context.
Yeah, if you put it in that context. And also like, dude, you're in graduate school. I get it. You got to live at home to save money. But like those come with rules. So don't get on this like, I'm an adult because I vote. You know, like. Yeah. No, dude, you're still at home. You still got to live by the rules of the condo association. And that rule happens to be let us know when you're going to come home because we want to make sure that we don't wake up because of the garage and think it's a murder.
Yeah.
And that's really what your parents are thinking. They don't, you know, they know you're being safe. They trust you. But the more they can't trust you as much as you trust yourself, which is you trusting yourself is moving the fuck out, getting your own place, paying your own bills. So I will say it gets you nowhere to be like, Mom, you don't treat me like an adult. Yeah. That doesn't get you anywhere. What gets you somewhere is being like totally cool with what happened. Being like, yeah. Like when she, because it sounds like it's never going to get brought up again. So let it never get brought up again. Let your girlfriend be your cool girlfriend and prove herself to your mom in other ways. She's going to disagree with you two having sex pre-marriage, from what it sounds like, but she'll only disagree with that until she's either dumped or your wife. And then when she's your wife, that's a different story. It kind of gets wiped under the bed like her thong underwear.
Yeah. Or just, I say, maybe go the opposite way with it. Just constantly keep putting underwear in your mom's room. And then just have it as a bit. Just be like, ah, you know me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just make it a funny thing.
You know me, you little slut boy.
Yeah, yeah, wear a hat. Wear juicy sweatpants that say slut on the ass. Just like really play it up. Yeah, I that is a way to go with it. Or start wearing women's underwear.
Could do that.
And say it was yours.
That'd be hilarious to bring it up. Be like, listen, I know you found something the other night. And I got to tell you,
this is just what I'm into.
To ask your
this
mom.
This is just my thing.
Go up to your mom.
I don't think mom who cares about premarital sex is going to be okay with son who wears women's underwear.
Then hit her with a just kidding. You know, Sarah's.
Open up your mom's bedroom door and just wearing underwear. Be like, do you think I'm sexy?
I do think if it does come up, you got to joke about it. Like make it like not a big deal. Like the more you make it a fightable thing, it's like fighting a limp body. You can't fight a limp body. It just falls on the floor. It's too heavy to pick up. So you got to go limp with just self, like, you know, like jokes about you and how stupid you feel. And right now he's up with fists. I'm an adult. I'm an adult who, you know, is a man, and I don't want to be treated like a kid anymore. No, put down the fists.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Yeah.
Who lives at home and doesn't pay for his own meals most of the nights of the week. So own that a little bit more and have a little more, have a little less pride about this, I think. And I think your mom will meet you halfway. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Jeff Arcurious, this is fantastic. It was great to have you on.
So fun, man. This is great.
Go follow Jeff on Twitter, Jeff Arcurious, also JArcurious on Instagram. We're going to be right back with Hypotheticals and News. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Jeff, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Fantastic have you. You're from Chicago.
Yeah, man.
We got a lot of Chicago listeners. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be anywhere in the city?
Yeah.
Soon?
Well, I run a Wednesday show at Laugh Factory. There.
Oh, fuck. We have a lot of Chicago people that are looking to go out and stuff. So Wednesdays at Laugh Factory?
Wednesdays at Laugh Factory. Every Wednesday at 8, I got a show. Me and my buddy run that.
And that's a fun room. It's like a big theater type of thing.
Yeah. So it's that's the thing. That's why we try and get as many people in there as possible.
Yeah, it can be cavernous, I'm
small,
sure.
Even like 30, 40 people in a big room like that can look pretty dismal.
But it's fun. I've been there. I've performed on that stage. It's a cool place.
Yeah, that. And then I'm at Zany's all of April and June.
All of April and June.
Yeah, I house MC for them.
That's great.
It's fun. It's just, you do 15 minutes up top. It's a lot of crowd work and stuff, but
yeah,
it's great.
But it's good to be booked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be great.
Oh, yeah.
So let's do hypothetical. I love a hypothetical. Oh, Mansip, thank you for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're in this other studio, so you used to come out of the booth, so you're here. At Mansip on Twitter and Instagram, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday.
I'm also on the Laughable app. I just looked.
You're on the Laughable app?
Sure am, yeah.
You can find Mansip on the Laughable app. There we go. So, J-Train, fellow Jew here, big fan. Been listening since the beginning. You got to come out to Chicago soon. Let's hit up the Hangy Uppy.
Ah.
I love the Hangy Uppy, man.
I feel bad. I don't know what that is.
The Hang Up?
Oh, the Hang Up? But I don't know. Oh, man.
The bar? You don't know the Hang Up?
No. Is it downtown?
Might be.
That's probably why. Too rich for my blood.
Is it? It's like this big, like, it's like a big, like, bachelorette party bar. They got the rap room upstairs, party room downstairs.
So, like, it's probably a lot of tall people.
Oh, it's great.
Right? I associate downtown. I just walk around. I'm just like, oh, I'm a little poor boy. Everyone's tall and attractive.
That's how you think?
Thanks for bringing this up, Jared.
What are you, the Peanuts? On to the hypothetical. Kill, fuck, marry.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Corinne, these are all Bachelor people. Do you watch The Bachelor?
I have not. So
okay,
I'm
let's bring them up on the big board. Yeah. Corinne was the famous one this season for being evil. That I think she was great.
Okay.
Vanessa was the winner. And Danielle, great tits.
That's the...
So Danielle...
Hold on, I'm going to get them up and then we'll look.
That's their bios?
Yeah, that's those are the J-Train given bios.
Who was it? Mean, it was Corinne?
Corinne, Vanessa, Danielle. So fuck, marry, kill, Corinne, Vanessa, Danielle. And I'm going to surprise people with my answer, but I'll go to you guys first.
All right, is this Danielle? Is this correct?
Yes, that's Danielle.
Wow.
That's Danielle.
Danielle, hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
Hot, hot, hot.
Who's that?
Vanessa.
Vanessa was every woman's hero in the beginning and then became a villain towards the end. And Corinne was like the
she mean?
Corinne was the mean girl, like the fantastic character on a reality show. Like, will be remembered for all of time.
Okay.
So what are you guys going with?
She won, Vanessa won?
He writes, I'd definitely kill Vanessa because she's annoying and way too emotional, plus no chance she's good fuck with all her whiny bullshit. I'd bang Corinne just because she's less annoying and had probably handled plenty of strong mediums in her day, so she gives a solid head. I guess that means I'd have to marry Danielle. Whatever, she's hot. So,
all right,
what do
I
you
know
think?
Mine. I got mine for sure. Corinne, I'd marry because she's blonde and mean, and that's what's going to happen for me eventually.
Mm.
The one that won, I'd kill her.
Okay.
Just because...
Vanessa.
Yeah, yeah. Just because the other... Vanessa. And then the other one was who?
Danielle.
Danielle. I would have sex. I'd fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her.
I would make coitus with Danielle, please.
How about you, Manson?
I feel like I would definitely kill Vanessa. Just, I don't know why, but I want to kill Vanessa.
Yeah, she's the least attractive of the three.
Yeah. I feel like I'd marry Danielle. Danielle seems nice.
Yeah.
Seems fun. And then I'd sleep with Corinne.
I'm marrying Corinne.
Wow. Well, yep. You know more about
I know him, more man. About them. Corinne, in the family episode when they visit her house, she seemed the most fun. And the family got drunk, hung out, living a nice high rise in Miami. I could get used to that lifestyle.
I like her face. It's a good face.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
I'm marrying Corinne. I'm fucking Danielle, killing Vanessa. That's my plan.
That seems to make sense.
Yeah. Let's do one more. Dear Judy Dench, NYC comic, well, wrong on there, Chicago comic, and Mansam, would you rather only get one bar of service on your phone whenever you go to any bathroom with the rare 10-second burst where you have two bars, or have a 50-50 chance of every bathroom, including your own, only having single-ply toilet paper?
Oh,
the one bar of service means a lot of your texts turn green and it may take a few tries to open a website, but if you stay persistent, your phone can still semi-function. The single ply is the same ass-ravaging stuff you find in most schools and government buildings, and those sorts of buildings are still guaranteed to carry single ply. Side note, I just had the worst poop of my life where both of these things happened.
Well, single ply can become double ply if you apply yourself.
Oh, you know I mean? Interesting.
Just
yeah.
Wrap it around, get a nice thick thing going. So I'm going to go definitely with
that. Could be a great bumper sticker.
Single
ply can be a double ply if you just apply yourself. Right? That's a great, that'd be a very inspirational. You have a cat hanging, you know?
Like, and it's like a play on words. Apply yourself.
Apply yourself. Yeah.
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate the
compliments. You've got a new business, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to put that on the Laughable app. And
there you go.
Get that go. So you're going with the single ply.
Single ply all the time because, I mean, yeah, it's other people's bathrooms.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I use a lot of it.
Of course. And it's 50-50 shot. The other 50% of the time you're
getting it. Oh, it's only 50-50.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it was 100%.
I need those bars, man.
Yeah.
You do? I got a lot of reading to do.
See?
So I the one bar on, I don't want that.
I use a ton of toilet paper anyway, so it doesn't really make
sense. Yeah, you don't want to touch your own
sometimes
butt.
I don't even have to go to the bathroom. I just sit in a toilet and sit on my phone just to get away from
it. Well, that's most of pooping.
Yeah.
Because you ever go to the bathroom when your phone's dead? Like, you just go in there to get it done, and you're just like,
reading.
I don't need any of this extra time.
Yeah, it's just start reading moisturizer packages.
Yeah, on the back of a shampoo.
Yeah, let's do some news.
So there's this new dating app. It's an exclusive dating app called The League. Have you heard of it?
I know The League. Okay. I know The League. they used to like some of my Instagram posts for some reason.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Huh. I mean, so it says today, but like last week, they launched a new feature for paid members that has read receipts, essentially. It's like the big thing for the dating app. So you send
somebody a message. That's for paid members?
Well, wait. So hold on. Let me see where it is. Oh, yeah, yeah. The paid membership, which anyone can now upgrade to, will cost you a one-time fee of $180.
$180?
Yeah, and get you access to other features on top of the read receipts, like your stats, your popularity, how picky you are, a customizable profile, and a human concierge.
Oh, so we're just turning this into a video game.
Wow. Yes.
Like, we are. If you want to see your stats, dude, you fucking hate yourself.
That's weird. That's so weird.
Why would you want to see that?
Yeah.
I had somebody, you don't want to know, you don't want to see how the hot dogs are made. You just don't. I think with dating, put yourself out there, know that you're great. Whoever doesn't want in, that's their loss.
Yeah.
I think that's like, if you have that attitude in dating, once you start searching for answers, you're going to get answers. And they fucking hurt to get. And it doesn't do, you don't learn anything from those answers. All you learn is that girl didn't want to fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you knew that without knowing that.
Yeah.
So I think of it, like, I had this instance. I swiped on this girl. This is way back. I'm not even on the apps anymore. I'm off. I'm done with them. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
really? Going
old school, eye contact in a bar until it's
asking
creepy.
A girl out on a date is often a surprise to them.
Surprise.
Saying, I'd like to take you out on a date is like, what?
Yeah. I go 1920. I'd like to ask your father for a plot of his land.
And well, then, it's like the circumcision. It's like the bush.
Yeah,
it's
we're
like
all
you're expecting
going back.
One thing, go to the other thing.
Yeah. You got to zag when everyone's zigging, man. Right. And I think right now is the time you go face to face. What's up, baby? On their DMs. No, I was swiping and I matched with this girl and I was like, and we had mutual friends and I had met her in like, we like had like there was like we had mutual friends in the way that I knew her a little bit.
Okay,
so I was like, I was kind of pumped about it. I was like, oh, I know she's cute, fun, similar friends, and so I text my buddy. I'm like, hey, I just matched with so and so. I'm gonna send, you know, waiting on that message, and it was Bumble, so they have to message you first.
Yeah,
so I get no message in the first like 20, you know, whatever. And I extend. You can extend.
Yeah.
So I extended the girl, which is basically you saying, hey,
yeah,
I'm looking to meet you.
They get the alert.
Yep. So no message. So I'm like, ah, okay. Doesn't want to get on the J train. I get a text back from my buddy, like, because I had sent him and like he didn't get back to me. And then I get a text back and he's like, dude, funny story. Like, at this point, I know she doesn't want in. Like, so, like, I've let it go. And then he's like, dude, funny story. I just got the whole update on that chick. Turns out her friend was swiping for her. And it was, like, a mistake. And this happens all the time where girls will swipe for their friends. And you're like, you're playing with people's emotions here.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's so like, messed up.
It's fucked up. And it's like, there's always these girls that are like, let me play with it. It's like, you're married, bitch. We got real lives on the line here.
Yeah. Did you know? There's girls that would be like, oh my God, look how many matches I have. And it's like, okay, shut up. Like,
yeah.
Okay, because that's because the other people, the people that are trying to get to you, are like frothing at
yes.
the mouth. Of course they're gonna be yes, 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 yes. There was a period of time where I was just swiping right until it was like, you're out. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll check tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing about New York City. You never run out. This is it is crazy.
Well, I mean, in terms of
the pool of single girls here. But I'm saying, like, the just the idea, like, but I'm saying back to this news story, I didn't need all that information. Let me live with a little bit of my well-placed ego,
right.
You know? And, but, you know, there's a point where guys have too much ego where they're like, I guess she hasn't seen me yet. I'll go message her on Facebook. And it's like, that's insane.
Oh, too. That's too crazy.
So there's like a level of insanity I want to keep. And these stats just make it too real. That's why we're all walking around fucking depressed all the time.
Yeah, of course. Well, then you're also going to, then you start being yourself and you start trying to like adjust the stats and
yeah,
try to fix
that's
how
like
you,
a very
you know,
Black Mirror
yeah.
type of
it's
thing.
It's called The League?
The League.
You have to apply. Oh, really? It's one of those like you apply and you have to be like in the Ivy League school graduate or something.
No, I'm not sure, but I guess that's what
they have one average. For gay women only called the League of Their Own.
and then they I want the circumcision one.
Uncut boys.
Yeah, uncut boys.
Oh, that's my Google search history.
Right? Any more stories?
Yeah, well, this one's really more just for me because it annoys me. This guy, Michael Knowles, wrote a book, Reasons to Vote for Democrats, and it's literally 266 blank pages, and it's number one. It was number one on Amazon for a little while.
Wow.
Yeah, we're all trolling each other. That was one big joke.
How many uncles bought that gift for their nephew?
Like, really? Yeah, niece, that's great. In college. Yeah.
Hey, take one of these. It was $19.
It just annoys me that the guy's making money.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, it's just like we're playing a game of dodgeball, and we're just throwing red balls at each other, and I'm watching. I'm just the referee in the middle, laughing at all of it.
All the children getting hurt.
Yeah. You stupid fucking idiots. That's all I keep thinking. I mean, I had a situation... it's crazy. I'll tell this story before we go out. I made a joke, not even a joke. I have a joke about that I'm doing on stage about marrying a Jewish girl. Okay, so to get into the joke,
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I'm not married. To get into the joke, I say any Jews in the room, and you'll hear like woo. And I'll be like, quiet down, Nazis are back. It's a joke.
That's anti-Trump.
Well, this is what happened. Yeah. So I said that, and I said, Nazis, quiet down, Nazis are back. And it's a joke. If you want to, like, you know, fucking unsew the, it's not even a joke, it's just a comment. If you want to unsew the comment, there's some anti-Semitism in the news. That's all I'm referencing.
Yeah, people are actually threatening Jewish community centers with bombs. That's a real thing.
And they're defacing, you know, burial sites.
Right.
I'm joking about that. Like, there's nothing more
I'm
saying. And I just move into the joke. You know, whatever. It gets a laugh, and then I move on. Some guy messaged me on Facebook being like, that... And I say it, it's like the first joke I do. And he goes, that joke was an insult to the 60 million people who voted for Trump. And I was like, what? How did you get
from
that?
I did not think he was going there.
Well, that's the thing. How'd you get from that?
I thought he was
going to
say 6 million.
Yeah, also, it was 52 million.
Whatever it is.
He lost.
Yeah.
Everyone here, relax. This is not politicized. That's the whole point. It's not politicized. It's not fucking... All I said
is... You have a responsibility, Jared.
Yeah, and he was like, you should go do a show for our troops. And I was like, dude, you took this from A to Z... In a way that I, you know, just because, if anything, it reveals your sensitivities. And I wrote back to him. I was like, listen, man, I go, you're talking to someone who is as much to the right as a comedian gets. Like, you're not going to find very many comics who will empathize with your position. And I wrote him, I was like, I am more on your side than anyone. You're fighting the guy who wants you as an audience member. Like, I said, you are bringing this fight, and I go, you're so sensitive about how people see you that maybe you do need to take a look in the mirror. And it's like, I go, you're right now, you're fighting people that would be more on your side, and I get why you're so sensitive. You're hearing in the news how you're stupid and racist, but you're taking something and becoming the thing you hate most. You're the snowflake that you're railing against.
Right.
And I was like, you're all the fucking same. You're all the same, right and left, these two little, like, these two extremes on the right and left, the alt-right and the alt-left, and they're exactly alike. And it's just like, it's crazy to me that anything can become that now. And, and people are so on fucking tilt. And I was just like, so, and I wrote him back, and I know we have a lot of troops that listen, and I love you guys. I love that you guys listen to this, and a lot of the servicemen and women, very cool to me that you guys listen. And like, I was like, dude, there's more entertainment that I'm putting out to these guys that are protecting us, and, you know, that are doing so many awesome things for this country. Then you doing this, like, you're, what do you think? You're a hero because You got mad at a comedian? Like, dude, don't tell me to go and look them in the eye. Like, dude. Yeah,
well, and also, it's like, you don't represent, it's 62 million, by the way. Not 62, sorry. But whatever. No, but I said it. But anyway, but it's like, you don't represent all those people.
It's crazy.
What are you, getting upset for?
Well, now I've added on, now I've added on to the joke, and
yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah, but
you see what he did?
See what you did? You fired this Jew up.
He's your muse.
Jeff, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Dude. Jeff R. Curie. Go follow him on Twitter. Jeff R. Curious. Also on Instagram. J R Curie on Instagram. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, buddy.
At Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand New York Labs Network. I'm Jared Freed. We do this every Tuesday and Friday. Please, please, please keep telling a friend. Keep spreading the word. We will be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom.